Sonnet 4, To the Moon. Queen of the silver bow, by thy pale beam alone and pensive, I delight to stray, and watch thy shadow trembling in the stream, or mark the floating clouds that cross thy way. And while I gaze, thy mild and placid light sheds a soft calm upon my troubled breast. And oft I think, fair planet of the night, that in thy orb the wretched may have rest. The sufferers of the earth perhaps may go, released by death, to thy benignant sphere. And the sad children of despair and woe forget in thee their cup of sorrow here. Oh, that I soon may reach thy world serene, poor wearied pilgrim in this toiling scene. Sonnet 62, composed during a walk. The dark and pillowy cloud, the sallow trees, seem all the ruins of the year to mourn. And cold and hollow, the inconstant breeze sobs through the falling leaves and withered fern. All the tall brow of yonder chalky bourn, the evening shades their gathered darkness fling, while by the lingering light I scarce discern the shrieking nightjar sail on heavy wing. Ah, yet a little, and propitious spring, crowned with fresh flowers, shall wake the woodland strain. But no gay change revolving seasons bring to call forth pleasure from the soul of pain. Bid siren hope resume her long-lost part, and chase the vulture care that feeds upon the heart. Ode to Death. Friend of the wretched, wherefore should the eye of blank despair, whence tears have ceased to flow, be turned from thee? Ah, wherefore fears to die, he who compelled each poignant grief to know, drains to its lowest dregs the cup of woe? Would cowardice postpone thy calm embrace, to linger out long years in torturing pain? Or not prefer thee to the ills that chase him, who too much impoverished to obtain from British Themis right, implores her aid in vain? Sharp goading indigence, who would not fly, that urges toil the exhausted strength above, or shun the once fond friend's averted eye? Or who to thy asylum not remove, to lose the wasting anguish of ungrateful love? Can then the wounded wretch, who must deplore what most she loved, to thy cold arms consigned, who hears the voice that soothed her soul no more, fear thee, O death? Or hug the chains that bind to joyless, cheerless life her sick, reluctant mind? O misery's cure, who e'er in pale dismay has watched the angel form they could not save, and seen their dearest blessing torn away, may well the terrors of thy triumph brave, nor pause in fearful dread before the opening grave.